See, we don't try to sit in a military, rigid sense, but you sit in this nice upward position. And once you get your body, see, sitting like this, and Roshi'd always say, lean forward a little bit, see. All of us, we need to go over this, see. Lean forward a time or two and come up. And allow yourself to just naturally come into this upright position. See, naturally come into this upright position. Roshi used to say that think in terms of a line going from the tip of your spine, see, right up through the center, through your head, and somebody just sort of pulls it up. See, you don't want to sit hunched. You don't want to sort of float out. When the head rolls back and float, you're sort of trancing. See, you don't want to trance. We're trying to stay totally awake. We're not trying to produce an altered state. There are meditations that do that. We're not doing that because that's just another level of mind. See, you have an experience. The experience is gone. You attach it. You think you have something. You're in the world of delusion. There is no difference between that and thinking that how I was abused and how people don't appreciate me. Same things, just on opposite ends of the spectrum. See, carry nothing forward. Produce nothing. Be rid of these attachments. See, what's there is already there. The Buddha nature, this enlightened mind. And Buddha, by the way, simply means awake, not an Asian god. Buddha mind simply means the awake mind. And that's what we're trying to talk about, the awake mind. See, now, once our body is adjusted, see, then what we do here, see, sit, let the eyes lower, and just until there's a little light comes in, they'll say about 45 degrees. Don't struggle with it. See, for some people, it's more distracting to keep the eyes open. But generally speaking, what happens if you allow the eyes to dip into this closed completely, you will, at one point or another, go into dreaming. See, you'll go into sort of trance or sleep. See, so just down to where the light comes in. See, it's easier to stay awake. See, and then actually, if you even sit physically in this way, you can begin to experience this separation. See, that you're not caught in it all. See, that there is this pure awareness sitting there. Then we adjust our breathing, and this is something I want to talk a little bit more about because it's very, very important. When you sit down, see, begin by opening the mouth and exhaling the breath. See, then inhale. And you do it kind of quietly. See, kind of quietly. See, see, and allow the breath to become more relaxed. Do it three or four times, see, just as we're sitting here, see. Now feel the stillness start to move through the body. Then again, see. See, the beauty is you don't think about it. Feel it. See, the breathing. See, inhale. Now, as you inhale, feel it move through all of the body, through the legs, the arms, up to the head. See. Now, in the exhalation, don't make it work. Just relax and let it happen naturally. Then again. You should feel it relaxes. It's wonderful. See, feels so good through the body. Then, after we've done that several times, see, just close the mouth and inhale through the nose. And then open the mouth and exhale gently. Now again, inhale through the nose. And then relax and exhale through the mouth. You should begin to experience the body immediately settling down. See, settling down. The mind, see, is beginning just to connect with the breathing, see. So you inhale again through the nose. Now relax. Now, you simply close the mouth. See, let the lips, see, the teeth, touch very gently, not crushing, not lockjaw, see, just gently. Allow the tongue just to press gently against the roof of the mouth. Swallow if you need, if you have saliva, just swallow. Now, inhale through the nose. Now relax, exhale through the nose. Inhale. Then you exhale. And you inhale. Then you exhale. Then we start to count the breath. And you can count on the inhalation or on the exhalation. I personally like to count on the exhalation. See? So it's like this. I try to allow my mind's eye to focus in the hara. That's 2 to 3 fingers below the navel, in the lower belly. See? And that's where you want to breathe from. See? So as I inhale, now I just watch the exhalation. Relax. Then I allow my inhalation to be very natural. I keep the mind focused on the count and in the hara. Now I exhale. Inhale. Exhale. 3. Inhale. If thoughts begin to distract, just go back to counting the breath. Don't think about the thoughts. If you've lost your count, start at 1, and no critical comments concerning your ability to hold or not hold the count. Go back to it. Be very gentle. Allow the breathing to be natural and open. Exhale. Now relax into the inhalation. Now exhale. Feel the quiet. Hear the dogs bark right there in the center. Inhale. Exhale. 3. Inhale. 3. Keep the mind focused in the hara. 4. Inhale. Exhale. 5. Empty and still. Continuously empty and still. Go to the count. Inhale. 5. Exhale. 6. Now after we get to where we can do that over and over, see, through a full sitting block, then we begin to drop the count. Because the mind has now settled to the point, see, where you no longer need the support of the numbers. So I simply, again, breathing from the hara, not rigidly fixating on anything, very natural, see, at my own pace, see, I exhale, that's all, and I follow the exhalation. Now I relax and inhale. Now I exhale. Empty and still, and feel the body fill, see the pores with the inhalation. And I exhale. Then I inhale. No struggling. Exhale. Feel the body fill with the pure air. Now exhale just naturally. See, allow the whole body to fill. See, as you inhale. And it comes from the hara, and you can feel, see it move up through the body, see through the limbs. See, inhale. Now you exhale. Now feel the inhalation, the whole body up through the spine. Now I exhale. Now I inhale. The mind is still, the body is relaxed, the breathing is now regulated. And it's at this point that we allow the subtle breathing to begin. See, at a very subtle, there's no real effort. We simply watch the exhalation in the hara. Now just release in the hara and watch the inhalation. Very subtle exhalation. Nice and relaxed inhalation. Exhalation. Just keep the mind's eye on it. And it is at this place, for those who work koans, that you take your koan and you put your koan into the hara. See, if it's just a simple koan mu, it's just in the hara. It's not in the head. See. If I'm sitting shikantaza, now I am just sitting with that very subtle breathing. See? The body is relaxed, comfortable, breathing regulated, mind not jumping all over the place. Now you're entering into zazen. See? And we come back to it each time. Go through the steps. See, to where I'm relaxed, I'm comfortable. I'm not churning in my head, and I'm not trying to produce something. I'm allowing the body, the breath, and the mind to come into one solid unit. And it's very, very relaxed. And it's very, very rewarding. Zazen isn't painful. See? And I cultivate this. And I allow it to go deeper. And I allow the mind to sit there, see, focused, until the one doing the breathing is forgotten. And that's exquisite. My teacher would say, allow the breathing to breathe you. See? And it's this place, see, that we want to come to each time when we work.